the world recognizes.
During Christmas week of 1992, I realized that the circumstances of my life and my state of mind had been slowly improving for about a year. At the previous Christmas, things had not been going well at all. Then I had been deeply troubled by the apparent scarcity in my life. Although I had been successful as a professional musician, I had not managed to save much money. I was struggling in my new career as a stock market trader, and I was in the process of suing a friend and former business partner whom I felt had treated me unfairly. Meanwhile, I was still in the process of recovering from a bankruptcy 4 years earlier, the result of impatience, reckless spending, and seemingly good investments gone bad. I didn't know it, but I was at war with myself, and I was losing. I also didn't know back then that practically all people are at war and losing, even when they may appear to be winning. Suddenly, something shifted deep within me. For 13 years, I had been on a spiritual search during which I had learned a great deal without really taking the time to apply my lessons. But now, a new certainty swept over me. Things have got to change, I thought. There's got to be a better way than this. I wrote to the friend I was suing and informed him that I was dropping my legal action in order to start removing conflict from my life. He called and thanked me, and we began to rebuild our friendship. Eventually, I would learn that this same kind of scenario, in different forms, had played itself out thousands of times in the previous few decades as some people in conflict had begun a process of laying down their weapons and surrendering to a greater wisdom within themselves. Then I began trying to activate forgiveness and love, as I understood them at the time, in the situations that confronted me on any given day. I had some good results and some very tough difficulties, especially when someone pushed my buttons in just the right or wrong way. But at least I felt like I was beginning to change direction. During this period, I began noticing little flashes of light out of the corner of my eye, or occurring around certain objects. These crystal clear light flashes did not take up my entire field of vision, but were concentrated on particular areas. I wouldn't understand what they meant until it was explained to me later. Through this year of change, I regularly prayed to Jesus, the prophet of wisdom, whom I admired more than anyone else, to help me. I felt a mysterious connection to Jesus, and in my prayers I often told him how I wished that I could go back 2,000 years and be a follower of his, so I could know what it was really like to learn from him in person. Then, during that Christmas week, something most unusual happened while I was meditating in my living room in a rural area of Maine. I was all alone because I worked at home, and my wife Karen commuted to Lewiston. We had no children, and thus I enjoyed a very quiet environment, except for the occasional barking of our dog, Noopy. As my mind drifted back from my meditation, I opened my eyes and was stunned to see that I was not alone. With my mouth open, but no sound coming out, I stared across the room at a man and a woman sitting on my couch, looking directly at me with gentle smiles and lucid, penetrating eyes. There was nothing threatening about them. In fact, they looked extraordinarily peaceful, which I found reassuring. Looking back on the event, I would wonder why I had not been more fearful, given that these very solid-looking people had apparently materialized out of nowhere. Still, this first appearance by my soon-to-be friends was so surreal that fear somehow didn't seem appropriate. The two people looked to be in their 30s and very healthy. Their clothing was stylish and contemporary. They didn't look anything like I might have imagined that angels